Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner for Wednesday here on FM 95.7 KQWC. Pat Powers with you, and it's my pleasure talking with our 4th District Congressman Randy Feenster from Hall, who joins me on the line as we're doing this interview on Tuesday morning. And Congressman, good morning to you.
Hey, Pat. It's great to be on with you today.
Well, great to talk with you this Wednesday morning as we're playing back this interview. And, of course, a lot of news going on last week there, Congressman, with Kevin McCarthy after all the votes that we had late last week.
Yeah, this is what democracy, it can be really messy, and we saw that last week. And, you know, it's sometimes not always easy when you have to get 218 out of 222 all supporting one person, and we saw that last week. And you know, myself, I had a lot of discussion. I sat down with Jim Jordan, had a great talk with him. He was obviously supporting McCarthy, and President Trump was supporting McCarthy. And you know, obviously, Kevin McCarthy won. And, you know, there's a lot of things, the positive things, that we made rule changes that helped bottom-up approach to governing, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Very good. So now you're in your second week of business there in Washington after the delay for a few days because of that vote. But let's talk about some of the things that are happening in Congress. For example, the Family and Small Business Taxpayer Protection Act.
Yeah, this is the first bill that we voted on and passed. After we did our rules vote, we got this passed on Monday night. And what this simply said is that, you know, we're defunding President Biden's army of 87,000 new IRS agents. And the big thing here is that 90% of the audits target American families who make less than $400,000. And also low-income families who claim the earned income tax credit, they were 5.5 times more likely to get an audit than an individual. So we looked at this and said, hey, this is not right. And we took care of it, or we passed it late Monday night.
All right. Also, kind of closer to home here, Congressman, the Precision Agriculture Loan Program Act.
Yeah, this is something, that I sponsored. This was my bill. When I was at the Farm Progress Show this past year, I saw all these new technologies that were coming out, and they're somewhat costly. And I talked to a lot of the farming community and said, we'd love to have this. It would create added value. It would create more profitability. But we just don't have the dollars. So we collectively came up with a plan to have the USDA offer loans up to $500,000 to buy this new technology at 2% interest rate so farmers can retrofit their existing equipment and use this new technology. So I'm really excited about this bill. I talked with everyone. I think it's going to get passed, and that's what we're working with here in the next month.
Mm-hmm. So that's coming up in the next few weeks about this issue. Also, the Quantum in Practice Act.
Yeah, again, a very interesting thing. So I got to visit Oak Ridge Labs. They have the largest quantum computer in the world there, and they're always talking about healthcare, and they're talking about what it can be done, but they never mentioned agriculture. And then finally, I asked the head person, of the quantum computer. I said, why aren't we using this for agriculture? And that preceded us to sit down and talk about how important it'd be for agriculture. And again, added value and creating more ability to have quantum molecular simulations when it comes to modeling for fertilizers and for input costs. And so this bill goes down that path to help our farming community using this fast computer that we can create more technology and more ingenuity. So, again, I'm excited. To me, it's all about farming and helping our producers, and this is another way we can do it. And this is a bill that I'm introducing.
And that'll be coming up in the next few weeks there, Congressman, for this?
Exactly right. And IBM is a big supporter of the bill. They too, the head of IBM, said, you know, we never thought about farming and putting farming technology into this. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Again, we're talking with Iowa Congressman Randy Feenster from the 4th District from Hall, who's in Washington, D.C. as we're doing this interview today. Also, let's talk more about what's happening in Washington. For example, the Agriculture Investment Transparency Act.
Yeah, so this is another bill that I'm sponsoring and it's part of. So what we have found across our nation, that foreign investors own 37.6 million acres of farmland in our country. You think about that, that's bigger than the state of Iowa, that it's owned by foreign investors. So what this bill does it has to disclose who's owning the land and what it's being used for, and it's going to promote transparency. And then the second part of the bill is pushing that the farmland stays in America or stays in Iowa and gets sold in Iowa. For us, we want to make sure that we own the farmland, we as Iowans, and it's not being purchased outside our state or outside our country. So this is a bill that's going to go through the Agriculture Committee, and we're working very closely with it. Again, it scares me that our security is on the line when we don't know who's owning our land. And we saw this in North Dakota, in Grand Forks, North Dakota, where the Chinese Communist Party owned a large chunk of land right next to our Air Force base. This was sort of the alarm that got set off for the rest of this. So I think this is a great bill, and I think it will also get passed.
Was that near the one near Minot or Grand Forks there?
This is by Grand Forks, Yep, Grand Forks, North Dakota. And the Chinese Communist Party, it's called Xifeng Group, owned it. It was a manufacturer. And sort of set off the alarm bells with national security of what they were doing there.
Okay, because I know there's two Air Force bases in that state, one at Minot and the other at Grand Forks in the eastern part of the state. And what have you heard from Iowans about this?
This is really big. I've had a lot of Iowans concerned about who's buying our land. We've seen a lot of foreign investment in Iowa lately, and I know our state government's going to take a look at this also. And then also we see a lot of outside investors coming in from Florida and Arizona buying our land. You know what? The stewards of the land are people that are from Iowa. We know our land. We know our soils. And for me, we just got to keep that land going from generation to generation in the farming family. And that's very important.
And let's also talk for a moment here, Congressman, about the new House Rules Package.
Yeah, this was a big part of the speaker vote and that I worked with and it was a part of. And again, if you look at the last speakers that both Republican and Democrat, they were heavy-handed, top-down, you know, almost little dictators. And what this rule package changes it and tips it on its head where we, the members, have all the power and we are accountable to the people. So it requires that every bill has to go through committee. We get 72 hours notice for every bill that comes to the floor so we can read them. It requires that spending cuts have to happen if we are thinking about raising the debt ceiling. And then when it comes to budget bills, is that we can add amendments to reduce some of the appropriation costs. Again, it's all about transparency and preventing another $1.7 trillion of spending that we saw earlier or late in December.
Congressman, what else is coming up in the next few weeks in Washington between you and your colleagues?
The big thing is this week that we're creating a subcommittee to investigate through the Judiciary Committee under Jim Jordan to investigate the weaponization of the FBI and DOJ. You know, this is sort of a big deal. Obviously, we saw this with Twitter, but more importantly, we just saw this with the classified documents that Biden had in his private office in Washington. That was, everybody knew about it, but it wasn't told until after the election. And yet, what happened with Mar-a-Lago, that was done before the election. So there's a lot of concerns about what's happening politically here, and we need to investigate the FBI and DOJ on some of these issues.
And this, I believe, is the report that came out yesterday about the classified documents at the Biden Center.
That is correct. The classified documents that were in Biden's possession, no different than Trump.
All right, so that'll be worth looking into in the next few weeks there in Washington, D.C. But are you coming back to Iowa for the inauguration ceremony?
I'm excited. I'm so excited that our Governor Reynolds gets another 4 years, and I'm going to be at the inauguration and be at the ball with my wife. This is a great time that we can celebrate what she's done, and as we move forward the next 4 years, that both the federal and state can work together and do what's best for Iowans.
All right, so that's coming up on Friday. I believe that Senator Grassley will be there, too, as well as Senator Joan Ernst. She's been around here in north central Iowa this week, and the Senator Grassley was in Des Moines yesterday for the opening day of the Iowa State Legislature.
Yeah, that's great. We're busy doing the people's work. We had to obviously get a speaker involved and get a rules passed, but we're going down the path of now passing bills. So that's a good thing.
Very good. Randy Feenstra, my guest on today's Community Corner Show on KKWC. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, Pat, it's always great to be on with you, and if anybody ever wants to reach out to me, they can go to feenstra.house.gov.
Very good.